Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisley. The Nagaland government has urged the All Nagaland Ad Hoc Teachers Group of 2015, ANATG 2015, to put on hold any further recourse or their hunger strike for better consultations, assuring that the issues will be addressed at the earliest. The appeal followed a February 9 letter received by the Principal Director School Education in which the ANATG 2015 Core Committee warned of launching a hunger strike if no satisfactory response was given by the same evening. Noting that the school education department is the second largest in manpower in the state, the government said all concerned stakeholder organizations are working in tandem to resolve the issues, considering the matter in its entirety. It also further highlighted progress on the regularization of 1,166 contract and ad hoc teachers appointed between the late 1990s and 2012. Meanwhile, the ANATG 2015 protest entered its sixth day yesterday, with members warning of intensified agitation. The group leader said preparations for a hunger strike if the government fails to respond positively to their long-pending demand for service regularization. According to sources within the group, around 20 volunteers have come forward and are ready to participate in the hunger strike. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, met officials of the Nagaland Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change at the Forest Guest House in Kohima yesterday. The meeting was led by Principal Secretary to the Government of Nagaland, Y. Kiketo Sema, who briefed the minister on various initiatives undertaken by the department for the conservation of forest, wildlife and natural resources in the state. Mr. Sema highlighted concerns over forest degradation and sought increased funding under the Nagar Van Scheme, Green India Mission and Compensatory Afforestation Fund Management and Planning Authority. He also informed the minister about Nagaland's agarwood plantation initiatives and a proposed agarwood policy. The union minister emphasized technology-driven conservation and called for stronger strategies to tackle forest fires, landslides and water scarcity while promoting research, collaboration and production forestry to enhance farmers' incomes. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided on moral grounds that he will not attend the proceedings of the House till the no-confidence motion notice brought by the opposition against him is resolved. The opposition yesterday submitted gave a notice of no-confidence motion against Mr. Birla to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday launched annual nationwide mass drug administration campaign for lymphatic filariasis (LF) elimination across 12 endemic states through video conferencing in New Delhi. During the launch, Mr. Nadda reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to eliminate the disease by 2027. Mr. Nadda emphasized that eliminating this disease is not merely a health objective, but a critical social and economic imperative. The health minister also underscored the significant progress achieved through mission mode implementation of the Mass Drug Administration campaign, particularly through directly observed treatment. Referring to the current campaign being implemented across the country, he called for a whole of government and whole of society approach with active involvement of panchayat representatives to ensure seamless implementation and strong community participation towards achieving a filariasis free India. Government yesterday notified amendments to the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Court Rules 2021 that formally define AI-generated and synthetic content. According to the notification, the government has set a 3-hour deadline for social media platforms to take down AI-generated or deepfake content once it is flagged by the government or ordered by a court. The official notification also barred digital platforms from allowing the removal or suppression of AI labels or associated metadata once they have been applied. The new rules will come into force from February 20, 2026. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.